Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of John Thune, the United States Senator from South Dakota, recently elected to serve as Senate Majority Leader beginning next year. John Thune biography. John Thune, born on January 7, 1961, in Pierre, South Dakota, is a Republican U.S. Senator representing South Dakota since 2005. Known for his strong conservative values and steady leadership, Thune has been a key figure in Republican politics for nearly two decades. Recently elected as Senate Majority Leader, Thune will take on one of the most powerful positions in the U.S. government next year, solidifying his role as a leading voice in the Republican Party. Raised in Murdo, South Dakota, Thune grew up in a family that emphasized faith, hard work, and community service. He attended Biola University in California, where he earned a degree in business administration in 1983, before pursuing a Master of Business Administration at the University of South Dakota. After completing his education, Thune worked in various public service roles, including as a legislative aide to U.S. Senator James Abner and as executive director of the South Dakota Municipal League. These early experiences deepened his understanding of policy and governance, shaping his approach to politics. Thune first entered elected office in 1996, winning a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives for South Dakota's at-large congressional district. During his three terms in the House, Thune focused on issues important to his state, such as agriculture, rural development, and transportation infrastructure. His work earned him a reputation as an effective legislator who prioritized the needs of his constituents. In 2004, Thune challenged incumbent Senator Tom Daschle, the then Senate Minority Leader, in one of the most closely watched Senate races in the country. Thune's victory was historic, as it marked the first time in over 50 years that a sitting Senate leader had been defeated in a general election. His win propelled him to national prominence and established him as a rising star within the Republican Party. Since taking office in the Senate, Thune has built a reputation as a principled conservative and a champion for South Dakota's agricultural and rural communities. He has been a vocal advocate for lower taxes, fiscal responsibility, and free market policies, aligning closely with the core values of the Republican Party. Thune has also worked to expand broadband access in rural areas, improve infrastructure, and support South Dakota's farmers and ranchers through favorable trade agreements and agricultural policies. Thune serves on several key Senate committees, including the Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, where he has played a leading role in shaping policies on telecommunications, transportation, and infrastructure development. His work on these issues reflects his commitment to ensuring that rural states like South Dakota have access to the resources and opportunities needed to thrive in a competitive economy. Throughout his career, Thune has been known for his steady, no-nonsense approach to politics and his ability to build consensus among colleagues. These qualities have earned him respect across party lines and positioned him as a key leader within the Senate Republican caucus. With his recent election as Senate Majority Leader, Thune is set to play a critical role in shaping the legislative agenda and advancing Republican priorities on the national stage. Thune resides in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, with his wife, Kimberly, and they have two grown daughters. Despite his national prominence, Thune remains deeply connected to his roots, often returning to South Dakota to engage with constituents and attend community events. His leadership style and commitment to his state have made him one of the most respected figures in American politics. John Thune, why people support him. Senator John Thune has earned widespread support from South Dakotans and conservatives nationwide due to his steady leadership, principled conservatism, and focus on rural issues. One of the primary reasons people support Thune is his dedication to agriculture and rural development. Representing a state where farming and ranching are central to the economy, Thune has consistently advocated for policies that support South Dakota's agricultural producers. From securing favorable trade agreements to championing crop insurance programs, Thune has worked tirelessly to ensure that farmers and ranchers have the resources they need to succeed. Thune's focus on infrastructure and broadband expansion has also earned him praise from his constituents. He has been a leading voice in pushing for federal investments in rural infrastructure, including roads, bridges, and broadband access. His efforts to connect rural communities to high-speed internet have been particularly appreciated by South Dakotans, as these initiatives are essential for economic development and education in the state. Another key reason for Thune's popularity is his commitment to fiscal responsibility. Thune has consistently advocated for balanced budgets, reduced government spending, and tax relief for working families and businesses. His support for the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which lowered corporate and individual tax rates, resonates with conservative voters who prioritize economic freedom and limited government intervention. Thune's leadership qualities have also contributed to his strong support base. As a steady and pragmatic leader, Thune has earned the trust of his colleagues and constituents alike. His recent election as Senate Majority Leader reflects his ability to build consensus and navigate the complexities of the legislative process, qualities that are admired by many Republicans. Finally, Thune's connection to South Dakota endears him to voters in his home state. He is known for his accessibility and willingness to listen to the concerns of his constituents. Many South Dakotans appreciate his hands-on approach to governance and his dedication to representing their interests in Washington. John Thune, why people don't support him. Despite his popularity, Senator John Thune also faces criticism from some constituents and political opponents who disagree with his policies or approach to leadership. One area of criticism is Thune's alignment with traditional Republican policies, particularly on tax cuts and deregulation. While many conservatives support these measures, critics argue that they disproportionately benefit corporations and wealthy individuals at the expense of working families and underfunded public services. This perception has led some to view Thune as prioritizing the interests of big business over the needs of everyday Americans. Thune's stance on environmental issues has also drawn criticism, particularly from those who believe his policies do not do enough to address climate change. In a state like South Dakota, where agriculture and natural resources are central to the economy, some constituents feel that Thune's support for fossil fuels and opposition to certain environmental regulations may harm the state's long-term sustainability. Another point of contention is Thune's support for the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. While the legislation was popular among conservatives, critics argue that it added significantly to the national debt and provided limited benefits to middle and low-income families. Opponents of the bill see it as an example of Thune prioritizing corporate tax relief over broader economic equity. Thune's rise to Senate Majority Leader has also attracted criticism from those who feel he may be too focused on party leadership at the expense of his state's needs. Some critics argue that his increased responsibilities in Senate leadership may reduce the time and attention he can dedicate to addressing specific concerns of South Dakotans. They fear that his role as majority leader might prioritize national Republican objectives over the unique needs of his constituents. Additionally, Thune's stance on social issues has been a point of criticism among more progressive voters. He has consistently taken conservative positions on topics like abortion and LGBTQ+ rights, which some constituents see as out of step with the evolving views of younger generations and urban voters in South Dakota. This has created a divide between Thune and more moderate or progressive residents in his state. Finally, some voters feel that Thune's approach to bipartisanship does not go far enough in addressing political polarization. While he is respected for his leadership skills, critics argue that he could do more to build bridges between Republicans and Democrats, particularly on critical issues like healthcare, education, and infrastructure funding. This perception has led some constituents to question whether his leadership style adequately addresses the challenges facing a divided nation. Despite these criticisms, Thune remains a respected and influential figure in American politics, and his recent election as Senate Majority Leader underscores his significant role in shaping the legislative agenda and guiding the Republican Party into the future. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com, where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.